The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's The Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Cash Newberg's with us on Wednesdays right here, 24-7 Sports and the Big 3 Roll-Up. Berg, since you're down there in the Tampa-St. Pete area, just down the street a little bit over to Orlando, where you guys have the Kush House, apparently, and this is not coming from Tennessee, but all media reports, credible media, suggest that Josh Heupel is the new head coach at Tennessee. You're in Florida. Your thoughts on that supposed hire?
Man, what a great move for UCF. I mean, for Tennessee to come in and problem, but pay them for it. If I was a UCF fan, I'd be so happy right now, knowing that you're going to have a little bit extra cash after you upgrade your head coaching hire. Like, it's beautiful. Tony Elliott, come on down. We got loads of cash from Tennessee to hire your favorite assistants. I think it was a great move by UCF. Bravo to them. I think the program will turn around soon.
So, you and your folks weren't high on Heupel when he had the job at UCF those 3 years.
I mean, year one was okay. Year two, they started slipping. And then year three was the wheels almost came off. He ended up getting it together there and righting the ship and all that. But, like, if you're looking at the three-year trend going on 4 and maybe 5, 6 years of Josh Heupel at UCF, where's it going?
Right. Right.
Don't get me wrong. UCF is a great job. Better facilities than USF. Coach O'Leary did a great job back 12, 15 years now of getting UCF lined up for big-time college football by building the state's first indoor practice facility. If you remember, UCF had the first indoor facility in the state of Florida.
Right.
Since then, they've built a football facility, the dorms. Everything's right there. It's an easy sell for recruits. There's a main international airport right there. You can recruit the whole country. It's not a bad place to live. I think that job's going to be highly sought after now that it's on the market, allegedly. Supposedly.
I don't know. You might not have said this, but it might have slipped by me. Are you suggesting that Tony Elliott would be their target?
I mean, that's who I would target. I don't know. I'm not, that's no inside sort of. I'm watching the news this morning with you, trying to keep one eye on that and one eye on the stock market this morning. But Tennessee, I'm not saying this is an awful hire for Tennessee. What I'm saying is Josh Heupel at UCF, I'm more so talking about it from the UCF perspective, but it just wasn't working out there. Like, for whatever reason, I don't believe that year 4 and 5 were going to be better than year 1 and 2.
Do you And you're in Florida. Do you feel like your words here represent most of the consensus regarding Heupel among UCF faithful?
You got to remember how beloved Scott Frost was when he left UCF. And I'm not a UCF grad. I'm not, a UCF fan. I live in Tampa, USF country, not Orlando. But, I have friends that are UCF alum, and they gave Heupel the benefit of the doubt when he arrived. I don't think anybody was upset that Josh Heupel got the job, but he wasn't Scott Frost to them. Scott Frost was beloved. They had a connection with him. He brought the program, back from the brink. Heupel was never that guy endeared to the fan base like that. So I just don't think that they're going to miss him.
Alan from Tampa, obviously a big Seminole fan. He says, ask Berg about the Arizona quarterback.
Nico Marchio, four-star quarterback out of Arizona. He made unofficial visits to UF last Wednesday and Florida State on Friday. He has a top four that consists of Arizona State, Florida, Florida State, and Rutgers. And he put out a tweet on Monday coming off these visits saying big news coming. I talked to some sources close to the recruitment. I believe he's making a commitment this weekend, and I think it's going to be to Florida State, Bill. I put my crystal ball in back in June. So Knowles 24/7 members have long known about Nico Marchio and you know where he stands with FSU. I didn't know exactly when he was going to make his commitment. Figured it would be to sometime this spring, but it looks like he'll be doing it this weekend. We'll have full coverage on the site. That would be a big pickup for Florida State and really get 2022 recruiting going before the 2021 class ends.
So legitimate momentum for Florida State right now, whether it be transfer portal or recruiting, would that be fair?
Yeah, they're doing their thing. You know, Mike Norvell and these guys have laid the groundwork. Nico is a prospect that Mike Norvell and Kenny Dillingham offered back in March of last year. Back in February. So right after the staff was compiled, they offered, I think it was three quarterbacks, and Nico was one of them, MJ Morris out of Georgia being another. And you know, they've stayed on Nico. So this isn't like, you know, I wouldn't just say this is momentum. I would say this is part of the plan. You know, this was one of the guys Mike Norvell identified early on as a 2022 guy that he wanted. And, you know, here in his first full off season of recruiting, he's going to land it. Well, I think he's going to land him. So we'll see. I want to give FSU more credit than just momentum.
Jim and Jupiter, ask Josh if Florida State can get an offensive tackle in the transfer portal.
Oh, my fingers are crossed, Bill. I don't know. Right now, you know, I put out a report, I think, on Sunday on the site saying that Florida State, I confirmed that Florida State was not active with Jameer Johnson, who's leaving Tennessee. I know they reached out to him early on, but I checked to see, and FSU's not going to pursue him. So the Noles are currently not active with any offensive tackle transfer prospect in the portal, but I am told that, you know, between now and even August, is when if a guy becomes available that they like, they'll pursue him. So it's still in the plans, but right now there's not one particular person that I could point to.
Golden Domer with a link here out of Knoxville, Tennessee, will introduce Heupel at a press conference today at 12:05 Eastern, Berg, just for you, just in time for you to tune that in.
Boy, that's you tell me, what is the Tennessee fan base feel about it? I told you what the UCF fan base feels about it.
Here is a quote from Danny White. Quote, we looked at a number of potential candidates. Josh Heupel, who I had the privilege of working with for 3 years, is everything we are looking for. Winning with integrity, history of championships, and the architect of an explosive offense. He's a player's coach, kind of person the student athletes go the extra mile for. I saw that firsthand, and you can see it in his coaching record. So, I mean, I didn't expect Danny White to say anything other than this, but there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, hey. Did you guys all feel that when Danny White got the job that it was going to be a package deal like that? Was that even, because I saw the Danny White hire and a lot of people were excited about it, but I didn't really see anybody connecting him to Heupel at the time.
Here's the irony: you hire the Parker search firm, which cost what, probably $100K. And the solution and the answer is the guy down the couple of offices down from you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the point there?
Now, do you think from what I'm hearing, they did not pursue Tony Elliott? Is that correct? Or do you think Tony Elliott turned them down?
I've seen both. And yeah. you, Berg, you've done this a bunch too. All the extraneous noise is all noise. You never know how to cut through it, you know?
I think if Tony Elliott was truly offered, he would have taken the job. I don't think it's a first-time head coach. I mean, Jeremy Pruitt was in a similar situation. Tony Elliott has been sitting out there. His name's being whispered about for a head coaching job for the last year, 2 years, seriously, and his name's been buzzing before that. And kind of Pruitt was in the same in the same lane. You know, he was a DC. He kind of topped out as far as what you can do, you know, winning national championships as a coordinator. And then the Tennessee opportunity came around, and he was truly offered the job. There's no way Jeremy Pruitt was going to turn it down after nobody was, you know, really sniffing at him. And I feel like Tony Elliott, if he was really offered the job, I think you take that.
Berg, yesterday on the show, I told everybody, watch out for movie theaters, AMC. It was in the 460s.
Yeah.
This morning, pre-market is pushing 22. That was
Bill,
me.
I got
that was me.
Pre-market. I got in pre-market at $9.10.
You're so almost – wow. You got – good for you.
Yeah, I got in. So what are we riding this thing to? Where do you think it ends?
Have you been watching GameStop?
Yeah, I'm not playing musical chairs. I don't want to get caught, you know, when the music turns off. I'm too late on that.
So at some point, the music will stop. You're right.
Right.
You better be ready.
So I'm watching from afar on GameStop, but I did get a little foothold in on AMC, and I'm already making 100% profit on that before the market opens. But what's next? What's the next one?
See, this is the Robin Hood effect. They're
right.
They're attacking these stocks. Apparently, they have killed off a major fund that's $2 billion now and going to have to declare bankruptcy. This group that's gotten together.
Right.
It's literally war is what they're doing.
and we're just soldiers fighting the war on the good side, right?
Right.
And we're going to make some money while we do it.
I'm willing. I am absolutely.
So what's the
willing.
Next one? Do you know?
No, maybe Fubo, F-U-B-O. That one's got some momentum, but I don't know what their next target is. That's one
I
like.
No, I think it could be – I heard Bed Bath & Beyond could be the next one. Somebody on our website this morning, I got to look into it, said Genus could be the next one. So I got to try to get there on the ground floor.
Yeah, that's G-N-U-S, which is somewhere in the twos.
Yeah,
barely.
I bought a little at 160 this morning. But
there you go.
I don't know which is the next one.
Hey, if you've got my number. If you find out, text me. I'll be there.
I got you. Hey, Bill, I guess I'll break it here. Me and Brendan are starting a stock podcast.
Rutrow, that'll be good.
Brendan Sinone and I are starting I think we're going to do it 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings.
Yeah.
Tape it at like 7 a.m. and put it out at 8 a.m. We're just going to talk about like our stocks. We're not necessarily giving tips or anything like that.
Yeah.
We're just going to talk about what we're playing. And have some guests on, some people from Twitter, you. It'll just be a fun little 20-30 minute show every morning.
Big Three Roll-Up, you can find it everywhere. They drop every Thursday morning, 24-7 Sports, Florida State site. There's the music, Berg. We got to go. Hope AMC goes to like 100 for you, because if it does, it will me too.
All right. Talk to you soon, Bill.
See you, man.
Bye.
Yeah, will me too. I've got options. But... And I don't mean, like, options. I mean, I've got options. Market options. They're pretty right now. They're purdy, as we'd say in the South, purdy. First break here. Hour number 3. Omni.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now down Vietnam Vets as we check it out live here through Hendersonville. There's a couple of fender benders out here, including one 200 block of 4th Avenue. Also, a crash being cleared from earlier at Buchanan Street at 15th. Traffic still holding up right now, 65 up through Williamson County. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep of the Sharks March 27th. All the details at ripleysaquariumofthesmokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Football fans, I have the perfect way for you to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend. It's called a same game parlay bet, and they're only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. You can place a 3+ same game parlay and get up to $25 back if you fall one leg short with the same game parlay insurance. The playoffs are the perfect time to give one a shot. It's just one of the many ways to win on FanDuel. You gotta like the ease of use, and it's got some big super boosts this weekend with those odds specials. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up to get started, and use my promo code WNSR to sign up. Go check out Same Game Parlays, only available on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
More time at home means more laundry at home and more wear and tear on old appliances. But it's the perfect time for a trip to the Home Depot or HomeDepot.com. Right now, save on a Samsung top or front load laundry pair. Your choice. Just $6.98 each. Save up to $600 on the pair. So wash, dry, and save big on select Samsung laundry appliances. Now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Gas, dryer, extra, valve through January 27th.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Look for mostly cloudy skies or rain or snow likely, high 41. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 26. Sunny tomorrow, high 41. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low 24. Friday, mostly sunny, high 49. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
The FanDuel Sportsbook app. You got it downloaded on your phone. You should. They've got a promotion that I'm absolutely going to be part of. Celebrate the 55th edition of The Big Game with exclusive 55-to-1 odds on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never tried FanDuel before, new users can bet on either team and get 55-to-1 odds when Kansas City plays Tampa Bay. That's right. You can bet 5 and win 275 if you pick the winner of the big game on Feb 7th. I'm telling you. Folks have been betting on FanDuel all football season long, and they're having a blast. It's easy to register if you haven't yet. It's very easy. Easy to deposit. Easy to find your bet. They get you your money very fast. And live betting. That's becoming more popular. Easy to place your bet fast during a game if you happen to see a trend you like. Now, here's what you do. It's pretty easy. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use the promo code BKING to get started. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code BKING. Got to be 21, present in the state of Tennessee, new users only, must wager on the designated boost market, deposit required, max bonus is $275. See full terms at FanDuel.com. That's Sportsbook. FanDuel.com, I should say. Sportsbook.FanDuel.com. Problem gambling? Here's a number. 800-889-9789. We had some questions yesterday. Bill, so can I put $500 down there and get 55-to-1 on? No. The way it reads is it's $5, 55-to-1. If you win, you win $275. Max is $275. And I could see that because, I mean, somebody could put down a bunch of money and win a fortune, right? That's not – that wouldn't be good. Not, well, it wouldn't be good for the company there. But I am going to do that. Now, for you folks who peruse all of that a lot more than I do, the NFL game, et cetera, for the, you folks who bet it, you study it, what's my bet there? Yeah, what's my bet? Because a lot of people – I know Johnny Vegas hit me up yesterday about that, but – what do you think is the right bet there? Dane has dialed us in this morning. Welcome in, sir.
What's going on, Bill? How you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you this. So Heupel's the guy, huh?
Yeah, it's being reported pretty much everywhere. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't. It ain't doing much for me, man. It just seems like another patch. It seems like a patchwork. Like a Band-Aid,
mm-hmm.
you know,
and I agree
with you. But why would you go out and hire a search firm when the guy's down the hall from you? And he must have known that he was going to get him all the time, the new AD.
Right.
What do you think about that?
It seems odd. Why pay him? And I don't know what the number is, but it could be six figures or whatever they paid him. Why do you need that when you already know the guy, you vetted him before, and he's down the hall from you all those years? What's the point there? What's the charade
Bill,
there?
Bill, he wasn't even, I don't guess he was even on the radar. But the guy I wanted to get was Malzahn, and I know he wasn't even on the radar because – I think Auburn has made a mistake, and they hired this guy from Boise or whatever. They hired some. I think they wanted to get Hugh Freeze, and they wound up with this guy from Boise. And now Tennessee's doing something similar to that. And I think Auburn's going to regret today that they fired Malzahn. But when all this was churning up, I said, man, if they would go out and get Malzahn, I think that would be great. I knew it was a pipe dream, but this just seems to be Butch Jones part two.
Is that what you
or Derek Dooley part two? Derek Dooley part two. I mean, both of those guys. I mean, I like Butch Jones and I like Derek Dooley, but my point is. It just came to be with those couple of guys like that, and maybe it was for Pruitt too. The job was too big for him. You know, it's too big, and I just think even with the stuff that's coming down, why don't you go out and get a name guy. And say, look, we got to go through the hurricane and get through the NCAA and all this stuff. But stick with us, and then when we come out the other side, we're going to do big things. Instead of just getting somebody to get through the moment. That's what I mean. That's what it feels like. Does it feel like that to you?
Yep, I agree, sir.
But anyway, those are my thoughts, man. See you.
All right, buddy. Jay Cutler's burner account. Excuse the voice here. Bill, has Tennessee already hired a search firm to get a head start on the 2024 coaching search? He says maybe Rich Kotite or Jerry Glanville will be available. Yeah, just keep them on retainer. Say if this doesn't work out, we're already in line. Let's go Sooner, Bill. I agree with Dane. Auburn will regret it down the road. Clay, nobody wanted that job at Tennessee. It's so obvious. No offense to Dane, because he's a good Vol fan. Yeah, you guys mad at commitments, I'm sure, right? Marty down from the port of Jacksonville in Duval County. Bill, Josh is on the money as usual, talking about Newberg. West Coast Sooner. I would be sympathizing more with the Vols, but they keep making the same mistakes with these hires. What a waste of time. Self-esteem coach. Bill, does Tennessee make this hire as a last resort? He says it seems desperate. Allen on betting advice for that 55-1 opportunity on FanDuel. Says, Bill, go with the Bucks and Brady. Right now, what is the spread? Kansas City, did somebody tell me, did Johnny Vegas or Rob, one of you guys, is it Kansas City minus -3? Again, I'm just throwing that out there. I could be completely wrong. Jeff, one of the many Jeffs. This one from Ashland City. Bill, UT's Danny White hiring his buddy Heupel sounds like Pitt's AD a few years ago hiring his buddy Kevin Stallings, former Vanderbilt coach, 4 years ago. More here. Aldo, this morning on Twitter, says, Bill, your caller needs to know most Auburn fans are thrilled with the hiring of Brian Harsin. The Gus bus, Bill, had run its course. Coach's hot seat on Tahoe. Sorry, again, the voice is going to be, you hear that? Right in the middle, man, it just popped. On Lake Tahoe, where they were supposed to get a ton of snow. Maybe they're getting it right now. Says, Bill, beyond Heupel not doing anything at UCF, which Bozo the Clown couldn't have done also, Heupel is very prickly, as is Danny White. And if this goes south, it'll be way worse than anything on Rocky Top in our 40 years of watching Tennessee football. He says, Chadwell, Napier, Clark would have been a lot better than this hire. Johnny Vegas says, yes, Bill, Kansas City, minus -3 across the board. Yeah, I'm going to put $5 down. I think that's the limit, the way that reads, right? I can afford, after AMC today, I can afford $5. Have you guys, I know I keep saying this, but this is what we're seeing here in the market is one of the craziest things I think ever. Now, I can't take you back forever, but at least to me, ever. At least to me. GameStop. Okay. GameStop, which you could have gotten a month ago for $13-14, hit about $3.50 this morning in the pre-market. Not kidding. Right now, it's 298. It's pulled back some, but it's a million miles up. I don't have any. I wish I did. But I've been watching it. Yeah, I've been watching it. And let's pull up this one, too, and see what we've got. AMC's pulled back some. It got up around 22. It's at 16 right now, 16.29. As we've just started in the market. Let's see what happens. Yeah, we'll see what happens this morning. Let me see what's going on. Is there any? Just looking here, I don't see much going on. Anyways, but yeah, AMC this morning is got up around 22. It's at 1552, best I could deal. 1536. All right. Who'd you say was next in line, Crazy Charlie? Armageddon, welcome in, sir.
Bill, we got a little road work going on over here on Chicken Road.
You do?
Yeah. Right by Chicken Hill.
Wow.
State, if you're familiar where I'm talking about.
I am. Yeah, I know exactly where you're at. Yeah. Avoid that at all costs then.
Yes, please, sir. Do. That's a little traffic report there.
Yes, sir.
Cosby's a little fired up, isn't he, Bill?
Cosby, and you knew he would feel that way, but yes, Cosby is put out, to say the least.
I just heard on television that the press conference is going to be at 11 a.m. How do you think this hire is going to be received, Bill?
Well, again, I don't know if the callers are speaking for everybody, but I think they might be. I don't think it's a very popular hire, no.
I mean, it just looks like, you know, since Danny White, you know, came from that school, that was – you think that was just the guy he wanted since he came from that school?
I don't know if that's something he had planned all along or if that's the conclusion they drew after vetting some others. I don't know.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Bill. Did Josh Heupel not coach at Oklahoma at one time?
Yes, he was an assistant there for about like 8-9 years. His last year, I believe, was 14.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Bill, I wanted to go back to something about yesterday. Of course, I guess it's a moot point now, but maybe I shouldn't even say it. But anyway, I'll say it anyway. You know, when James Franklin's name was being thrown around for the Tennessee job,
yeah,
me being a Vandy guy, that would not have been good if our former coach had gone to Rocky Top.
Yeah, and I don't think anything's going on there. I think that was just media driven, or maybe an agent threw it out there. James Franklin is not going to leave his dream job for Tennessee.
I've heard some of the natives are restless up there with him at Penn State. Is that true?
Yeah, we get calls about him. Aliquippa Bob.
Right.
You know, they're lukewarm. Yeah, they're lukewarm about it right now.
I mean, they didn't do too hot this year.
Correct.
Bill, I have never told you this. I do listen to as much of the show as I can, but in my business, there's a rule I live by. You don't mix sports talk and business. So if I have someone in the car, I've got to turn the show off.
I understand. Yeah, I understand.
Headed to my own stopping ground, Bill. Going out to Bellevue.
All right, bud. Be safe.
Have a good
Coach's hot seat. Bill, GameStop opens over 300 a share. Just crazy. Jeff in Ashton City. Bill, I can't decide. Who is in worse shape right now, Tennessee football or Kentucky Mildcats basketball? That's a good one, too. That's a very good one. Golden Domer, Bill. And Golden Domer is really a Vol fan, but he changed his name here. Says, Bill, realistic Vol fans understand this is probably the best we could get. We were hoping for the best. I think there are people who are just happy that Fulmer is out. Seems the connections with infractions and the infractions committee as a plus. Maybe we don't get the hammer here. That's been some talk, too. Yes, I have seen that mentioned as well. It's been an interesting morning with all the news. Yeah, been a very interesting morning. Breaking news a while ago this morning. Tennessee has hired Josh Heupel as the head coach. AD Danny White told the UT football team this morning. Press conference scheduled for Eastern time, 12:05. If you're on Central, 11:05. If you're on West Coast Sooner time, that would be 9:05 Pacific. Omni Nashville Hotel will be back.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now as we check it out live here on 65 coming up through Brentwood, Franklin, through Williamson County. There was some debris earlier out there on 40 eastbound, not too far from Charlotte Pike. Watch for that. Traffic still looks good coming through Kingston Springs. Really not bad right now. 65 down through Madison. Again, watch your speed. We've seen some radar out here this morning. Hey, you never know when you might need them. Free at last, Bell Bonds, serving Davidson, Williamson, and Rutherford County. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Pennington Distilling Company is a proud sponsor of WNSR's Pickin' with the Pickers with Greg Pogue and John Burton. Pickers Vodka, Pickers Unplugged Seltzers, and canned cocktails are all available and made right here in Nashville, along with the award-winning Davidson Reserve line of whiskeys and Whisper Creek, Tennessee Sippin' Cream. Learn more by touring the distillery in the nation's neighborhood, by following Pennington Distilling Company on social media, or online at PenningtonDistillingCo.com.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
If you are so inclined, again, the press conference is at 12:05 Eastern. From what I saw, Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, the Vols are worse than TTUN, that team up north, right now, and it takes a lot for me to acknowledge that. Jeff, too. Bill, April 2nd, 2020, you could have gotten GameStop at $2.93. Now it's 300 plus. I haven't looked in the last 5 minutes, but so it could have moved around some. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, what are we going to load up on next? How about Blockbuster Video and Movie Phone stock next? I haven't looked at those. Might be good. But here's what we need to know. What are the Robin Hooders doing? There's a lot of muscle with them out there. They have formed a basically like a coalition. They've got an army. You want to be on that wave when they attack. You don't want to be short. No. No. You want to be on that wave. You need the surfboard out. You need to be up on that wave. It's kind of a small wave. Once they attack, it's going to be a big wave. You want to be on that. Yeah, you want to be ready. So, and again, I haven't looked at it much this morning. Plenty good vol. Said Bill, maybe the Vols should have hired Michael Berry as the head coach. By the way, who is that? I don't even know who that is. Who am I not knowing who they are? I don't know who that is. I mean, I'll take your suggestion there, but I don't know. I can't identify. Oh, you mean Megan Berry. Is that what you meant? The former mayor who got run out of town in the 615 because she was friendly with her bodyguard? Maybe that's what you meant. Maybe I decoded that. I might have decoded right on the air what you meant by that. Tomorrow on the show, be interesting to get the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. He joins us every Thursday and get his thoughts on this stuff, too. Chris will have well-researched it like he does everything. Tell you what, Don Meyer, longtime coach here in town, passed away a couple of years ago, cancer. And he won a natty at Lipscomb in basketball and then ended up somewhere up in the Dakotas. He got mad at Lipscomb, actually, because they went D1 and left. But did an incredible job. One of the most meticulous people you'll meet in any walk of life. And we would have him come over to the studios back, 25 years ago. And he'd come on in with us, and he'd have big notebooks with him. And the entire time, he'd be writing notes. I mean, the entire time writing notes. I'm talking about stacks bigger than any book you've ever seen. Chris Landry's the same way. The organization, the meticulousness of it is incredible. Meyer would be sitting there. He'd be doing the show. He would do it. He could absolutely multitask. He'd be talking about, whatever the topic was, basketball for him. But the whole time, writing down notes. And I'm talking about thousands of pages stacked up there of stuff. And he's a guy that could – now, I don't have the patience to do something like that, but he's the kind of guy who you can learn a lot of lessons from. The late Don Meyer. He's very, very good. Very good at what he did. One of the best basketball minds I've ever been around. That's for sure. If you'd like to get in here late today, you can. We've still got a couple of minutes. 615-844-5600 on Twitter, at Bill is King. Again, if you're checking in this morning, love to hear from you. We've had a lot of fun. Yeah, these things, we talk about stocks. I love the stock market. I through the years, I haven't talked about it much, but I am now. Just because I love it. It won't take up much of our show. But again, if anybody's got some good ideas, I'm open-minded to it. I'm certainly not the supreme expert here. Just got some ideas that work, and I've been doing this for about 25 years, to various levels now of success. Perry Mason said, "Built Jerry Meyer at 24/7." Yeah, Jerry was a really good college point guard there. Golden Domer says, "Bill, Brandon Johnson, Vols receiver, is in the transfer portal, and he's going to UCF. Do you think he may stay now? Also, there are a ton of quarterbacks that run that system, one that's transferring from Nebraska, and Scott Frost, Luke McCaffrey." I love – Luke McCaffrey is such an electric player. Now, I don't know if he's a pure quarterback or not. Maybe in that system. He's certainly not a pro-level quarterback because of the arm, but he's a pro-level athlete. Yeah, I mean, any of that's possible. Clay says, "Bill, Clark Lee has tons of Coach Meyer's notes, for what it's worth." Yeah. He said, if you know the downtown 6-1, well, outside of downtown, the Green Hills area, for a lot of you that won't mean anything, but if you're from this area, you know the area, you'll know what I'm talking about. There was a Captain D's. It was on Richard Jones Road, right in the middle of Green Hills, right there by the mall. And that was his eating place. He would go there to lunch every day. And apparently Clark Lee, when he was trying to learn about coaching and everything early on, would meet him there some and just pick his brain. It's a good guy to listen to, for sure. All right, one more break here, coming right back on this Wednesday edition Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now as we check it out live here on 65 coming up through Brentwood, Franklin, through Williamson County. There was some debris earlier out there on 40 eastbound, not too far from Charlotte Pike. Watch for that. Traffic still looks good coming through Kingston Springs. Really not bad right now. 65 down through Madison. Again, watch your speed. We've seen some radar out here this morning. Hey, you never know when you might need them. Free at last, Bell Bonds, serving Davidson, Williamson, and Rutherford County. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You know, with most of the college football season over and done with, my buddy James Warren, who I went to BGA with and now owns Sir Speedy of Music City, he turned out to be right. My picks this year stunk.
So, George, I've learned if I want to quit losing money, I quit listening to the Gifts for the People.
Well, thank you.
There's no better way to say that. But if you do want a sure bet, come to Sir Speedy Music City for your print, your sign, all your mailing services. You'll always win.
And so while you're not a big fan of Gifts to the People, you think there are some sure bets out there. So give people some particulars.
Without a doubt, you can get us at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Our phone is 615-832-9511 or print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And by the way, in spite of the lack of support, there will be Gifts to the People in the near future.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we are just weeks away from NASCAR racing in 2021, as well as the Rolex 24-hour event going down this weekend. We've got race cars on the track. Oh, excitement doesn't even begin. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Mitch Allmendinger, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And be sure to like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. It'll make us feel tingly.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Look for mostly cloudy skies or rain or snow likely. High 41. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 26. Sunny tomorrow, high 41. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low 24. Friday, mostly sunny, high 49. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, The Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Bill, why don't you check out Tanger SKT, and also Siri, S-I-R-I. I'll look at them. I'll take that under advisement. Jai says, Bill, I'm going to take that back about Tennessee's worse than Michigan. He says, nobody sucks more than TTUN. I just can't do it. Vols suck just as much, though. Cosby can't be happy with this. No, he called earlier. He is very, very displeased. I can only imagine, and I obviously haven't been able to hear the Knoxville shows, probably won't, but I bet you a lot of them are in meltdown mode right now. We talk about these topics just for many reasons. It's entertaining. That's all good. That's fine. But it teaches you lessons. And right now, Tennessee is a football mess. Now, Heupel will get his shot to disprove this or prove his point, and we'll see what happens there. Just because the fan base isn't happy doesn't necessarily mean they're right. But the point is Tennessee football has been a mess for most of the last 20 years. There's been a little slight exception here or there. We're going on 20 years. That means you could be bored and be well into college and only know Tennessee in your lifetime as a total mess most of the time. You have no knowledge of Peyton Manning and his career, no knowledge of T. Martin in 1998, no knowledge of 01 when they got to the SEC championship game, huge win over Florida, blew it against Saban and them, didn't go back to the Natty, which they would have if they won that game. No knowledge of that. Only thing they see is Tennessee, one coach after another, one disaster after another. That's your knowledge. If you are just, heck, if you're just out of college, that's all you know. I've got a son, my oldest of 7. He just graduated last spring. Told you he's heading off to dental school. My second oldest is a senior at Tennessee in his last semester there. He's finishing up this spring. And then I've got girls that are college sophomores, and then the rest, the boys, are in high school. Junior, sophomore, freshman. None of them have ever heard, well, they've heard of Peyton Manning and Tennessee back in the day. None of them have ever experienced any success. Any success at all watching Tennessee. They're not all, like, huge fans. I mean, some of them are, some of them aren't. Josh says, Bill, would the Vol fans rather have Shiano right now? No. No, that's one thing that they don't regret that at all. No, they're not. Not one person at Tennessee fan has said, man, we could have Shiano. I like Greg Shiano. It's not me trying to be negative. He's a really good fit at Rutgers. Jim and Ramsey will tell you that. And he did a good job first year. Did a good job last time he had the gig. But he would not have been a good fit at Tennessee. That is not the answer to the last mistake at Tennessee, at least. Well, the second to last mistake, if indeed Heupel is a mistake. But it's not going over too well, as you've been able to hear on the show. It gets me preaching again. It is hard, folks, to always get the hire right. It's very hard. Most times when there's a search 4 or 5 years down the road, it's deemed the hire wasn't right. That happens a lot. It's difficult. Your job, if you're part of the search or you're the AD and you have total autonomy, your job's to get it right, though. That's the other thing. Are ADs ever judged on how many they get wrong? Doesn't seem to be. They able to go out, hire a guy. Now Danny White's new there, but in historical times, ADs can hire people. It doesn't work out. They get to hire the next one. Very rarely does the buck stop on their desk when somebody says, why are you not bringing in the right people? That seems to not happen that much, right? For whatever reason. Yeah, for whatever reason. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter. Check him out. He has opinions on lots of things, lots of various sports and everything else. That Crazy Charlie 615. Tomorrow, the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com. You could go there. You could get all of his information. It's college and pro. Friday, Brad will be with us. So what's my bet? It's Kansas City minus -3. You go to FanDuel. They'll give you 55-1. You can only put down $5, though. That will yield, I think they said, 275. What's my bet there? I'm doing that. Yeah, I'm placing that bet right there for sure. Looking forward to it. Kansas City minus -3 or Brady and company plus the points in the Super Bowl. Is it the old don't bet against Brady? Is that the angle? Bama Mark says, Bill, I just bought 100 of GNUS. Yeah, that's cheap right now. It's in the twos somewhere, right? Yeah, I think so. Good for you. Yeah, good for you. There's the music. Sorry about the coughing and the voice acting up today. I feel fantastic. I just got a sore throat. And talking for a living like this gets in the way of that sometimes, as you could probably estimate. One final bit of advice as we finish her off. If you're in the stock market today, whatever you do, don't take the stock symbol TSLA and short it. You'd be an idiot if you did that. Lajpah.